Jerry Bader, show 935, 888-455-1360. I did not see the Republican debate, but we are going to talk about it somewhat in the next hour. A lot of stuff I'm going to try to get to. I do want to spend more time, though, than I have on the Democratic side, because I think there's conventional wisdom among the right that Bernie Sanders would be a good thing for Republicans. Ugh. I think he can win. And right now, this is me. This is just my gut. I think he's a 50-50 proposition on winning the Democratic nomination. And I think his socialist, his openly socialist message more aligns with a majority, I'm not sure how big a majority of the Democratic base than Hillary Clinton does. They've been waiting all their lives for this guy. He's not going to fake it. He's a honest to gosh socialist, and he's not afraid to say it. And all of this stuff, free college for everybody, free public college, and expanding Social Security benefits, and universal health care, this all sounds great to them. And this is how far, and now further, the Wall Street Journal piece today makes a good point. Both sides have moved to the edges. I know the Tea Party base doesn't get this, but the Republican Party is far more conservative than it used to be. The Democratic Party is far more liberal than it used to be. This guy is dangerous. He is something 8 years ago Democrats didn't want to say in public. Socialists, all right, that's just those radical conservative talk show hosts calling the president socialist. Now the man that wants to succeed him is an avowed, proud socialist. Saeed in Green Bay. Saeed, go ahead.
Thanks, Jerry, for taking my call. I tell you, the prospect of losing this election is less scary to me than the thought that masses of our young generation are falling into the trap of socialism. And we shouldn't be surprised by that, because the Obama hope and change approach has left our youth with with very little hope. The manufacturing base in the United States has been destroyed. Even college graduates can't find jobs. So when you can't look forward to a future that you yourself can create, then you have to look to the government. And that is a huge problem. And I think that the answer is not necessarily for us to go to the right of our party, but to realize that there are good centrist Democrats who share our values of open markets and capitalism and freedom and that unique American experiment in government that has created so much good in a short 200 years. There are centrist Democrats that agree with that, and we better find common ground with them and together save our country, or we are headed down a very dangerous path.
That's an interesting point, Saeed, because the centrist Democrats you're talking about, my gut tells me where the rubber meets the road, they'll vote for Sanders. What's your take?
I think that there's the art of compromise. Unfortunately, in the toxic environment that we live in, compromise has become a four-letter word. When Ron Johnson and Reid Ribble are labeled rhino, we better take a deep look at what we think and how we approach government. Compromise is not a four-letter word.
Saeed, thanks a lot for the call. 888-455-1360. Marcus in Green Bay. Marcus, go ahead.
Yeah, how are you doing, Jerry?
Good.
Well, I just had a great analogy to sort of convey the point of socialism to the younger generation.
Yes.
So you take a boss with two workers. The first worker goes and shovels three driveways at $20 a piece. So he brings in $60. The second worker goes out and shovels one driveway, brings in $20, $20 for the company. So it's $80 in total. The boss takes that $80 and gives each employee $40. Does that sound fair?
Yeah, there's all sorts of analogies that way. And Marcus, that one's a perfectly fine one. Thanks a lot for the call. But we have failed as a generation. And by we, I guess I would say tail-end baby boomers, such as yours truly, and Gen Xers. The millennials, or they we used to call them Generation Y, the millennials, here's what's scary. Do you know why they think President Obama failed? Do you know what they think his greatest failing is? He wasn't far left enough. He wasn't unabashed enough in his socialism. But Bernie's the guy. He's going to get it done. And much more of the country aligns with Bernie Sanders than you might imagine. By the way, Dow off almost 300 points. There was another global bloodbath as the oil rally fizzled out. Dennis in the Fox Valley. Dennis, go ahead.
Jared, good morning.
Morning.
I got a couple of, I got two questions for the people that believe in this socialism thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if socialism is so wonderful, why are so many people from other socialist countries trying to come to the United States legally or illegally? And if you study socialism in a Ponzi scheme, what's the difference?
At the end of the day, there is none. When you boil it right down, yeah, you take people's money and you pay out with money you're bringing in. It really isn't a heck of a lot different. Thanks a lot for the call. You know, and what people, and I get this instinct. So what people are doing now is, well, don't they know why this doesn't work? No, they don't. I'm telling you, my adult children think this is just the answer. This is just the tonic the country needs. That's what they think. To Steve on the road. Steve, go ahead.
Hi, Jerry. Say, I just want to chime in here a little bit. It's really no wonder that millennials, younger generation, would be seeing this in the way that they are, because they've been indoctrinated to that. One of my twin sons has been taking a class at local university here, and he's actually studying to be, I won't even say what profession he's studying to be in, but he's been required to take three courses that have nothing whatsoever to do with the skills that he needs in order to fulfill his job that he's going to be doing. It basically, they're indoctrinational courses for the left wing. One of his professors even said he's an avowed socialist.
Well, Steve, thanks a lot for the call. That's another good point, too. I mean, you know, do you know what we missed as conservatives? You know what we missed? Occupy Wall Street. We thought that was just a bunch of aging hippies, and then they were going to go away. Well, the movement fizzled out, but the spirit lives on. That's what happened. It ignited in people, 18 to 34 in particular, this is the answer. Okay, so the symbolism of going out and stinking for a couple of weeks and being in parks and so on, not so much. Because I can't get a cell signal there and I can't play my video game and everything else. And what lives on, though, is the belief, yeah, government, Wall Street is evil. And when you say Wall Street is evil, what are you really saying? Capitalism is evil. Gordon in Ashwaubenon. Gordon, go ahead.
Morning, Jerry.
Morning.
Thanks for taking my call. I have to disagree with you when you say that Bernie Sanders supporters don't understand what socialism is about. Because I have a sister posting pro-Bernie Sanders stuff online.
Mm-hmm.
And she has gamed the system for years, whether it was huge tax refunds, being a single mom, filing for bankruptcy every time she could legally do it. She has gamed the system. So for her, it's I get free stuff and somebody else pays for it. It is supporting Bernie Sanders is pure selfishness.
And well, I know they get that part of it. I know they get that part of it.
That's what they're understanding.
Yeah, but the part they don't get is that doesn't work.
They don't care.
Well, I know I will disagree with you. My young adult children think this can work. They do care. They've actually bought into the crap that this can work, that socialism can be self-sustaining. thanks a lot for the call. To John in Stevens Point. John, go ahead.
Morning, Jerry. I think the problem with Bernie or any Democratic president right now would be the fact that in Congress, the leaders in the party have their own agenda, and that's what's going to hold back anything from really happening or any controlled structure within the party.
Yeah, John, thanks a lot for the call. I've got a lot of thoughts on that. But I've got one in my head that I don't want to lose, so I'm going to table John's and say this. Here's the position that Hillary Clinton is in, as the Wall Street Journal points out today. For years, we've been saying what a far, far lefty she is. Here's the way they—just listen to this paragraph. Growth of the party's left wing has taken a toll on Mrs. Clinton, who for years was tagged as an ultra-liberal, but now must prove her credentials as a progressive and explain her long ties to Wall Street. Mrs. Clinton narrowly won the Iowa caucuses last week and now trails in polls ahead of the primary Tuesday in New Hampshire, which borders Mr. Sanders' home state of Vermont. Nationally, she is first in the polls, but he has pulled very close. Here's the thing. Her positions are more tempered than his just because she has always felt it was necessary. Well, I can't show them who I really am. And let's face it, her husband ran as a centrist after 12 years of Republican presidents. Well, we can't go far left. Obama ran to her left in 08, and what she doesn't realize is it's actually safe to go into those extreme leftist waters and admit who you are. This is why Republicans should just be scared, or conservatives should be scared witless of this. Scott in Wausau. Scott, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry, you know, we have a little program. I think it's pretty much global, and it's foreign exchange students, what it is. You know, you can get another child from a different country and, you know, raise them through the school year and let them learn your culture. Why don't we do that for all these people that want to vote for Bernie Sanders? We'll send them over to a country of their choice that's socialism. We'll give them a whole year tour. And if they like it, we'll pay for it. If they don't like it, it's on their dime.
Scott, thanks a lot for the call. Here's the other thing to remember, too, and this is where I disagree a little bit. I understand that he's leading much more with the younger audiences, but I think 50-plus liberals, if they become convinced he can win, they will migrate to him. But they do feel they owe Hillary something. More on that in a bit. Dave in Marshfield. Dave, go ahead.
Hi, Jerry. I guess I'd like to make the point that a lot of people don't realize that we haven't had pure capitalism in this country for a very long time. Pure capitalism is what we had in this country prior to the New Deal in the 1930s. And my economics teacher used to talk about the fact that he felt that most people in this country wouldn't even put up with pure capitalism anymore because they consider it too heartless a system. And when you look at things like Social Security, food stamps, any of these kinds of programs, those are all socialistic programs. We don't have capitalism. We have what I refer to as a hybrid system in this country.
I would agree with that, Dave. And what these kids have been conned into is the problem isn't that hybrid has contaminated capitalism. It's that it's still a hybrid and doesn't go far enough.
Well, yes. And they look at it simply as a matter of degree, that if we have something like food stamps, well, why not? Free college tuition. And a lot of them don't realize that the numbers don't work because there's also a lot of information out there about how much money the government wastes every year. There's one particular senator, and I don't remember his name, but he's taken over from the old Golden Fleet that Bill Proxmire used to put out, and he puts out a big thick book of wasteful government programs every year. So there's a lot of kids out there who probably think, well, all we have to do is eliminate all these wasteful programs, and we can give people free tuition and the other benefits that Sanders is talking about.
Thanks a lot for the call. We'll get one more in this segment. Tim in Wisconsin Rapids. Tim, go ahead.
How you doing, Jerry?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Jerry, you know, the thing that scares me about Bernie is that right now the liberals are very far liberal and the conservatives are becoming more liberal. There's a lot more liberal conservatives out there than what we want to admit or realize. But, you know, back in the 1960s, there was a senator named McCarthy, and I believe he was from Wisconsin. They used to go out and prosecute people for being a socialist. And now this country's embracing it. I guess I think we've lost the dangerousness of socialism and what it can become.
Well, Tim, thanks a lot for the call. Yeah, Joe McCarthy went after communist sympathizers and known communists in the midst of the Cold War. But I understand what he's saying about the extremes. I do want to get to the other part of this, and aging Jurassic feminists taking on young women for not supporting Hillary. 9:51.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.